Again, I send you, there is a place that I'm calling you, a place of my pleading, a place where I'm calling out to my people to set all things aside, everything stripped bare, and come before me. You must know that just as you were crying out to me for a move of God, a move of my spirit amongst my people, how much more is my desire to come and indwell and be in the midst of my people? But I must have hearts that are yearning. I must have hearts that are set on fire. I must have hearts that are looking continually to me. I'm realizing that it's only in me that you live. It's only in me that you can breathe. It's only in me that you will find that peace, that joy, that contentment. Many of my people have turned their back. Many of my people that once were on fire with the Holy Ghost. Many of my people that once knew the gifts and the anointing that flowed from my spirit have today turned their back, and instead of desiring more of the Spirit, they have sat back and are now living a life of contentment and living a life of ease. But there is a world that needs my anointing. There is a world that needs my Spirit. But it is a church, a body, that needs my anointing to come with freshness. I'm asking and pleading and deciding that you will never ever come to that place where you'll be content to be cold. Where you'll be content to have your feet up at ease. And not realizing there is a world to be saved. There is a world that needs my anointing. But my anointing flows through a body, through a people who will lay down their lives and come and say, Lord God Almighty, move again in my life. Touch me again. Bring me to that point, Father God, where I knew the joy and the salvation of when I first came to you. Do not let your heart grow cold. Do not let your heart be indifferent. Do not turn your back. Do not sit down and be content and stand at ease and say, I am satisfied. I'm saying unto you, you will never ever be able to come to that place and say you're satisfied. Because there is so much more that I have to give to you. And you've never yet seen the total glory of my presence. There's been times when you sense the Spirit of God moving in your hearts, moving in your lives, moving in the fellowships, moving in your services. But then within a short space of time, you have forgotten those experiences. Within a short space of time, you have turned your attention again to the world. There's been times when you have sat in the presence of God and you've stood in awe. But in less than one day, you've turned your back again and you've gone away and you've been absorbed in the interest of the world. Then you come again, crying for my presence, crying for my anointing, and again I pour out my Spirit. And again, I visit you, and you stand in awe of my presence. And again, you turn away again, and your eyes are drawn again to the world. I'm looking for a people who will continually cleave and look to me. Look to me with a steadfast gaze, and say, God, once again, I need your presence. I need once to know the fullness of that joy. The knowledge of when I first came to that cross and I found salvation. I found peace. I've received redemption. How many of you have thirsted for my spirit? How many of you hungered for my word? But where is the thirsting tonight? And where is the hunger? Many of you sought earnestly for my Holy Spirit to be poured into your hearts and lives. Many of you desired the gifts and the working of the Holy Spirit of God. And I was faithful to my word. And you received the pouring out of the Holy Spirit into your hearts and lives. And you exercised the gifts and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But where are you tonight? Where is your desire tonight? Where is my desire? My desire is to fill you again. My desire is to touch you again. My desire is to consume you with my presence. For my desire is that my will be done in the hearts of people who will consecrate their lives afresh unto me. Because there's more, I've said and I'll say it again, there is more of my anointing than you have ever thought or even dreamed possible. But it comes as you lay all before me and desire to be filled once again with my glory, says the Lord.